know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Just a few miles offshore were 7,000 vessels bearing 130,000 warriors. They were the citizens of free and independent nations united by their duty to their compatriots and to millions yet unborn.
It is quite a remarkable day that we're observing today, the 75th anniversary of D-Day. And we do so in light of some headlines. 1,072,000 illegals expected this year if we keep up at the pace that we're at, 122,000 a month, something like that. And of course, there are all the problems that we're facing. But I have a little bit of a memory. This isn't the first time that while America has honored the D-Day invasionary forces that liberated Europe and the world from the scourge of Nazism and totalitarian control, that there's also there were also other problems going on in the world. And at the 40th observation of the D-Day commemoration, another very strong president spoke some very comfortable and profound words to the families that had served. Take a listen to Ronald Reagan from his 40th commemoration speech at D-Day.
We're bound today by what bound us 40 years ago, the same loyalties, traditions, and beliefs. We're bound by reality. The strength of America's allies is vital to the United States, and the American security guarantee is essential to the continued freedom of Europe's democracies. We were with you then. We're with you now. Your hopes are our hopes, and your destiny is our destiny. Here in this place, where the West held together, let us make a vow to our dead. Let us show them by our actions that we understand what they died for. Let our actions say to them the words for which Matthew Ridgway listened. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Strengthened by their courage, heartened by their value, and borne by their memory, let us continue to stand for the ideals for which they lived and died. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
Ronald Reagan from the 40th commemoration anniversary of D-Day. But really true, will we honor the lives, the sacrifice, the thoughts of those that gave that finest full measure of devotion? We started the show with General Jack Keane recounting the key objectives, how wrong everything went, and yet they persevered. Friends, will we have the ability and the strength to persevere in this era, in this day, in this age, in this election cycle if necessary, to save America from those socialist tyrannical forces that seem to be impressing themselves upon us in ways that we have not seen in some time? I hope that we do. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.